Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to the deep dive. Look, if you're still thinking about crypto trading, just in terms of, you know, simple spot exchanges, buying and holding.
HO dealing.
All right, HO dealing for dear life. Yeah. Well, the market's kind of moved way past that now, trading digital assets today. It's a much more sophisticated, multi-layered operation.
Definitely. Much more complex.
So our mission here in this deep dive is really to shortcut your learning curve.
Get you up to speed quickly.
Exactly. We're going straight to, well, the top of the trading stack. We want to understand how the most, let's say, proactive players are leveraging this combined power.
That's a synergy.
Of high-stakes derivatives. We're talking crypto futures and real-time AI-backed on-chain analytics.
A powerful combo when used right.
It really is. It's about understanding how this integration kind of moves trading from, I don't know, educated guessing.
Towards evidence-based strategy, yeah. Much more concrete.
Precisely. So, okay, let's start with the basics, the foundation, crypto futures.
Right, good place to start.
At its simplest, it's just an agreement, right? To buy or sell a specific amount of crypto.
At a set price, yeah.
At a predetermined future price. And the crucial part, you're speculating on the movement, but you never actually have to hold the asset in your own wallet.
And that instrument, you know, it really defined the moment crypto started to mature in a way. Futures weren't just some niche product. They were the regulatory bridge.
Ah, okay. A bridge for institutions.
Primarily, yes. I mean, think about the launch of Bitcoin futures by the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. That was back in December 2017.
Right, I remember that launch. Big deal at the time.
Huge signal. It provided a regulated, you know, recognized way for professional funds, bigger financial players to manage their risk.
And get exposure without custody headaches.
And get precise exposure to volatility, exactly. They could participate in the price action without dealing with all the sometimes messy mechanics of actually holding the coins, custody, wallet transfers.
Yeah, all of that stuff you deal with directly on the spot market.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Made it much cleaner for them.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit more then. Why is a futures contract, well, so much more powerful, perhaps, than just buying a token on a spot exchange? What's the immediate operational advantage for an active trader?
Well, the advantages are fundamentally financial. It really boils down to two key things, directionality and leverage.
Okay. Directionality and leverage.
See, on a spot exchange, you generally need the price to go up to make money. Pretty simple concept.
Right. Buy low, sell high. The classic.
Exactly. But with futures, you can profit when the price goes up. That's called going long. But crucially, also when the price falls, yeah. It's going short.
So you're positioned to potentially profit either way the market moves.
You're positioned to benefit from market movement, yeah, regardless of its direction.
Yeah.
Opens up more opportunities.
Okay, that definitely opens up twice the opportunity right there. But the real amplifier, that's the leverage piece, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Leverage is the game changer for many. It lets you control a much, much larger position than the capital you actually put up as collateral.
Can you give us a quick example of how that works?
Sure. So let's say you trade with 10x leverage. Your $1,000 of capital, it actually controls a $10,000 position in the market.
Wow. Okay. 10 times the exposure.
Right. So if the underlying asset moves just 1% in your favor, you actually make 10% on your initial collateral. It accelerates gains dramatically.
But I assume the flip side is just as dramatic.
But, and this is absolutely critical to understand, it accelerates losses just as fast. If that 1% move goes against you, you lose 10% of your collateral. It's definitely a double-edged sword. Requires real discipline and risk management.
You can get wiped out fast if you're not careful.
Very fast. Liquidation is a real risk.
And most of these sort of institutional-grade crypto contracts also rely on cash settlement. Can you quickly clarify the practical benefit there? Why is that important?
Yeah, cash settlement just simplifies things. It means that when the contract closes, maybe it expires naturally or you just decide to close your position, your profit or loss is realized in fiat currency, like U.S. dollars or, you know, more commonly in the crypto space, stablecoins like USDC or USDT.
So you don't actually get a delivery of Bitcoin dropped in your wallet at the end.
Exactly. You don't have to receive or deliver the underlying cryptocurrency itself. It just streamlines the whole process, avoids the complexities of, you know, physically managing those crypto assets during the settlement period.
That sounds relatively clean, actually, more straightforward. But the crypto space, well, it loves complexity, doesn't it? So it layered on perpetual contracts.
Perps, yes. The dominant instrument now, really.
These are futures without a fixed expiration date. So if they don't expire, how do they stay, you know, tethered to the actual spot price of the underlying asset? How does that mechanism work?
Right. That's probably one of the most sophisticated but also ingenious bits of crypto derivatives. And it's really essential for listeners to grasp the mechanics here.
Mm-hmm.
Perpetual contracts, or perps, they stay aligned with the spot price using something called the funding rate.
The funding rate. Okay, what's that?
Think of it basically like an interest payment.
Mm.
It gets exchanged periodically, usually every 8 hours, between traders holding long positions and traders holding short positions.
Okay, so longs pay shorts, or is it the other way around?
Exactly. It depends on the market conditions. If the perpetual contract price is trading higher than the spot index price, meaning the market's generally bullish, there's high demand for long contracts, then the traders who are long have to pay a funding fee to the traders who are short.
Ah, okay. So it makes being long slightly more expensive.
Correct. This interest payment, it kind of cools off demand for the longs, and it incentivizes more short selling, which helps pull the contract price back down towards the actual spot price, and vice versa if the perp is trading below spot.
So the funding rate isn't just an annoying fee. It's like this active, dynamic balancing mechanism.
Precisely. Keeps the derivative tethered to the real asset.
But it's also an opportunity itself, right? I mean, if that rate gets extremely high or extremely low, doesn't that signal some kind of imbalance that sophisticated traders can potentially exploit, maybe through arbitrage plays?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It creates a measurable mathematical incentive structure. Professional traders and quants are constantly monitoring funding rates across different exchanges. It's not just a cost of holding a position. It's a dynamic indicator of market sentiment. And definitely an opportunity for specific risk-adjusted trading strategies, like basis trading or funding rate arbitrage.
Interesting. So there are layers to this.
Many layers.
Okay, so we've established futures provide this powerful financial leverage, the mechanism, the tool to execute aggressive strategies or hedges. Now let's pivot to that second pillar you mentioned earlier. Informational leverage.
Right. Just as important, if not more so sometimes.
In traditional finance, everything's kind of opaque, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big institutional moves are often hidden behind closed doors, dark pools. But crypto, the core idea is transparency. Everything happens on a public ledger.
And this is the crucial concept shift. It fundamentally changes the game, the whole competitive landscape of trading. If you know that every significant transaction, every large movement of assets, every smart contract interaction is recorded publicly and immutably,
then just staring at price charts isn't enough anymore.
It's totally insufficient on its own in this environment. Knowing who is doing what when on chain, well, that's arguably becoming the most valuable data point you could possibly have.
You're looking beyond just the price action.
You're looking at the underlying liquidity flows that drive the price action. This transparency, when harnessed correctly, gives you the fundamental context, the why. The reason you might feel confident executing a long or short trade on a futures contract in the first place.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. Because the major problem seems to be fragmentation, right? You said it yourself earlier, we're talking about potentially connecting data from, what, over 130 separate blockchains, hundreds of different decentralized exchanges. That's just a massive, chaotic sea of data. No single human can possibly track all that manually in real time.
Exactly right. It's information overload. And that's precisely why you need these sophisticated AI-powered aggregation layers. This is where platforms like Aave.ai really come into the picture.
Aave.ai. Okay, tell us about that.
Their whole mission, essentially, is to consolidate that chaotic universe of on-chain data by connecting 130 plus chains, tracking over 300 DEXs, they aim to create this single unified dashboard. Real-time market activity, smart money movements, liquidity changes, all hopefully surfaced in one place.
Okay, but let's dig into the AI-powered part. That term gets thrown around an awful lot these days. Like, what specifically is the AI doing for the trader here? Is it just scraping and displaying data, or is there more intelligence involved? How does it turn raw, noisy transactions into actionable, you know, smart money intelligence?
That's a really important distinction to make. The AI isn't just about collecting vast amounts of data. It's primarily designed for advanced pattern recognition and intelligent filtering. It doesn't just flag any large transaction like, oh, look, a whale moved a bunch of coins, because that could mean anything, right?
Right. Could be an exchange transfer, could be anything.
Exactly. Instead, the AI looks at the history and behavior of the wallet involved. Did this specific wallet make profitable trades in the past? Did it deploy capital into a successful new project early on? Is it rapidly moving funds out of a major centralized exchange right now and into a specific, perhaps risky DeFi protocol? It analyzes sequences of actions.
So it's trying to build a profile of historically successful or influential wallets.
Kind of, yeah. The AI tracks wallets that have demonstrated, you know, high historical profitability, maybe consistently good execution with low slippage, perhaps proficiency interacting with complex smart contracts. It tries its best to filter out the noise, things like internal transfers between related wallets or known wash trading patterns leaving the trader with these potentially higher conviction signals, signals about where real sophisticated liquidity seems to be being deployed or withdrawn. That's the potential informational edge.
Okay, that provides a much stronger data-driven foundation for potentially building a trading thesis. I can definitely see that. But let me push back a little bit here, play devil's advocate. On-chain data is transparent, sure. But couldn't these big whale movements sometimes be deceptive? You know, intentional head fakes designed to mislead the market. How do we know this data is genuinely predictive enough to base high-leverage futures positions on?
That's a very fair point, and definitely something traders need to be critical and cautious about. The data isn't like a perfect crystal ball predictive tool in isolation. It won't tell you the future with certainty.
Nothing does.
Exactly. But it often serves as a valuable early warning system. And that's precisely because there's frequently a time lag involved. You see, big players, institutions maybe executing large trades or deploying capital on chain, they generally can't hide those initial moves because of the public ledger. But the full impact of that large accumulation, or maybe distribution, might take hours, sometimes even days, to fully ripple through the market and get reflected in the futures, pricing on the major centralized exchanges.
Ah, okay. So there's potentially a window of opportunity there, an information gap.
There's a potential window for anticipation, yes, or for risk management. We generally look at two primary scenarios where this fusion of on-chain data intelligence and futures positioning really shines.
Go. What are they?
So first, take the bullish case. Let's imagine your Avi.ai dashboards or a similar tool show a significant sudden spike in these historically smart money tagged wallets accumulating a particular mid-cap altcoin. Maybe you also see them actively deploying capital into its core liquidity pools on DKEXs.
Okay. Multiple positive signals.
Well, that combination suggests growing institutional or sophisticated trader confidence, right? That bundle of signals is often visible clearly on chain before the broader market. Euphoria, if it comes, hits the more retail-driven futures markets. This could potentially be your cue to consider taking a long position on that asset's perpetual contracts, anticipating a potential price rise.
Gotcha. Makes sense. And the inverse is the crucial hedging strategy using shorts.
Absolutely essential for risk management. If the on-chain data shows, say, top holder wallets suddenly beginning to rapidly withdraw significant liquidity from a project's main pool, or maybe if there's a sudden increase in flag security vulnerabilities related to its contracts, that's a clear risk signal flashing bright red.
Right. Danger zone.
Pretty much. And in that situation, you don't necessarily have to panic sell all your spot holdings immediately, especially if you have conviction long term. Instead, you can use the derivatives market tactically to hedge your downside risk. You could quickly open short futures positions to offset potential losses if the price does indeed drop significantly. It turns reactive, emotional behavior into more proactive, calculated risk management.
That approach sounds like a much more disciplined, kind of structured, modern workflow for trading these assets. You start with the on-chain data, you build a clear thesis based on that evidence, then you select the appropriate financial tool of the futures contract, long or short, to execute your strategy with the desired precision and leverage.
Exactly. And the final step in this whole evolutionary process, really, is bringing that intelligence layer and the execution layer even closer together. We're seeing tighter integration now.
How so? What does that look like?
Well, this convergence is becoming increasingly visible in integrations like FD on AI's strategic alignment with platforms like EdgeX's PerpDX. This type of integration allows for fully on-chain perpetual trading.
So you're trading leveraged futures contracts directly on a decentralized exchange.
That's the idea. This is where that informational edge we talked about really meets the benefits of self-custody and on-chain execution.
Okay, what are the key practical advantages of doing your futures trading entirely on-chain through a DX like that? I mean, isn't speed always going to be better on a big centralized exchange? People usually assume CEXs are faster for derivatives.
Well, raw matching engine speed is important, sure, especially for high-frequency traders. But for many users, especially in DeFi, core advantages like security and cost-effectiveness, combined with modern liquidity aggregation technology, often outweigh marginal speed differences. The advantages of on-chain perps are pretty fundamental. First, and perhaps foremost, is security.
Because you hold your own keys.
Exactly. All trades happen directly from your own non-custodial wallet. You maintain self-custody of your funds throughout the entire leveraged trading process. There's zero counterparty risk from the exchange entity itself potentially getting hacked, going insolvent, or freezing withdrawals. That's a critical security upgrade compared to leaving significant assets sitting on a centralized exchange where you're trusting them completely.
It makes a lot of sense, especially after some recent CEX failures. What else?
Second is often better execution precision, mainly through minimizing slippage, especially on less liquid pairs. These integrated on-chain perp DXs, they often aggregate liquidity across multiple underlying decentralized sources and chains.
So pooling liquidity.
Right. And that's essential for minimizing slippage, particularly for larger orders. Slippage, just to quickly remind listeners, is that potentially costly difference between the price you expect to get when you click the trade button and the price at which your trade actually gets executed.
And with high leverage, even small slippage can seriously impact your P&L.
It can really eat into profits or significantly amplify losses, absolutely. Aggregating liquidity across various DXs and chains helps ensure you get an execution price closer to what you saw on the screen.
And I guess this convergence you mentioned also means the on-chain data is baked right into the execution layer, so you're not constantly flipping between a data dashboard and a separate trading terminal.
Precisely. That's a key usability benefit. You ideally have the risk flags, maybe the contract audit information, the real-time whale inflow data, all built directly into the trading interface before you even place your order.
Huh. Trading with context right there.
Exactly. So the goal is you're trading with potentially maximized financial leverage, but it's leverage that's informed by maximized informational leverage from on-chain sources, and it's all happening within a more secure, transparent, self-custodied environment.
That really does summarize a pretty fundamental paradigm shift in how sophisticated crypto trading can operate, especially, like you highlighted, in those highly volatile, often information-poor sectors like new altcoins, meme coins, emerging DeFi protocols. The game seems to have moved entirely past simple gut-feel speculation now. It feels like it's becoming completely centered on this idea of data-informed leverage. So, okay, let's try to wrap this up. What does this all mean for you, the listener, as you're trying to make sense of and navigate the, let's face it, often incredibly noisy and confusing crypto market?
Well, it seems this interplay, this powerful connection between high-stakes derivatives like futures and real-time AI-analyzed on-chain data, it really transforms the trading process. Mm-hmm. It takes it from maybe historical guesswork or chasing hype.
Or just relying purely on gut feelings and Twitter sentiment. Yeah, exactly. Gut feelings. And moves it towards something much more resembling verifiable, evidence-based decision-making.
That's really the ultimate synthesis, I think. You can view it this way. Futures contracts are the sophisticated financial tool for managing your exposure, right? Deciding the amount of risk and capital you want to deploy in a particular direction.
Mm-hmm. The how much and which way.
Exactly. But the on-chain data, the kind of intelligence provided by these AI aggregation platforms, that manages your context. It gives you that potentially vital real-time knowledge of where the market's genuine liquidity, its underlying sentiment, and where the potentially smart capital is actually flowing right now or very recently.
Context is absolutely key in volatile markets.
It really is. In such a hyper-fast financial ecosystem where narratives and sentiment can literally shift dramatically in a matter of hours, the combination of these tools, sophisticated derivatives for execution, and deep on-chain data for context, well, it provides the necessary structure. It offers a way to find clarity, maintain discipline, and what can often feel like pure chaos.
So the true competitive edge, then, for the really serious modern crypto trader, it's no longer simply about finding the exchange that offers the absolute highest leverage possible.
Not just about maximizing leverage blindly, no. That's a recipe for disaster for most. The real edge is increasingly about the quality and the speed of application of this real-time decentralized information. How effectively and how quickly can you source, interpret, and then act upon this rich layer of on-chain data?
Right. Turning data into action.
Indeed. And maybe a final provocative thought to leave you, the listener, with. Consider the implications of ignoring this layer. If you're only watching price charts on CoinMarketCap, maybe relying solely on, you know, delayed market sentiment you pick up from social media or news headlines.
As a lagging indicator.
Yeah.
Exactly. How many potentially massive opportunities, both long and short, might you be missing simply because you're not seeing the foundational shift happening underneath? Or perhaps even more importantly, how much hidden, unknown systemic risk might you be currently exposed to in your portfolio simply because you are ignoring the transparent, verifiable flow of liquidity and smart money actions happening just beneath the market's surface price? That on-chain data layer, that's increasingly becoming the new primary battlefield for generating alpha and managing risk in crypto.